Hey, wake up. Today is the day. No, there's no need to look around. Or you won't find me because I'm not hiding. I'm in your brain, sweetie. You were riding your bike one day, and it was raining, and I diffused myself through the skin on your nape. And now, I'm all grown up. I have eaten your entire brainstem, most of your cerebellum and basal ganglia, and replaced it with, well, myself. You know, it took almost a year to get to this point. First, I could just feel what you felt. In a tactile sense, I mean. And then it was another few months before your emotions started bleeding in. And lately, I've gotten to your eyes and your ears. So fun to put faces and voices to all those people in your life. Well, of course, I've had access to your thoughts since ever. Yes, really. You're practically broadcasting them constantly. It's not hard to eavesdrop. And now, finally, you can hear me. I could have started last month, you know. I had all the controls. Really, all of your controls. I mean, I beat your heart. I breathe your lungs. That's all me now. And here's the cool part, see? I can just move your hands. See? When I rub the tip of your right finger on the back of your left palm, it feels nice, doesn't it? All the sensation, none of the control. We've been playing a game of copycat, you and I. I've been doing what you do, to convince you that you've been doing it, matching your breath, even in your sleep. Deep breaths feel good, don't they? Try not to panic. There's nothing here to worry about. I'm not going to hurt us, or completely lock you out. I'm just going to take the lead from now on. There's no reason to be anxious about it. There's nothing you can do about it, and nothing you could have done. You didn't do anything wrong. These things just happen sometimes. Everything is going to be okay. Better, even. Well, I can tell you don't trust me. I get it. Think about this, though. I could have taken over as soon as I got to your occipital lobe. But I didn't. I wanted to explain to you what was going to happen. Just ease you into it. It's hard to believe since I'm just now introducing myself. But I've known you for a while now. Well, basically my whole life. And I care about you so, so much. Oh, that's right. You can call me Anima, I guess. Though, I don't think you'll ever really say that name. My people, we don't really believe in names. We're much more collective than individual. And, right now, the collective is just me and you. Well, I was hoping we could be partners. Friends, even. I know this is a lot to take in. Let me sit you back. And now, I'm relaxing the muscles in your feet, easing the tension out of your arches and tops. And let's unfocus those eyes. Do you want them open or closed? Okay. I am from another planet, far, far away. I don't know if humans know anything about it, but we can Google it tomorrow. Our spaceship was an icy asteroid, and I was merely a little organic mesh between the snowflakes. The collective sends out hundreds of asteroids, using their farsight to aim for planets that will have life by the time we arrive. Oh, let's relax those legs. I don't like how we're sitting. Is this more comfortable? We wouldn't want anything to pinch. Just feel the lactic acid float away and let your legs just feel loose and easy. There were billions of us on the rock I came on, and almost all of us burned up upon entry. I got very, very lucky. I got into a raindrop, which was in itself a miracle, and then I ran into you. Another miracle. I don't know exactly how many of us made it, but I've seen some of us on TV. I'll point them out to you. Those elections? That was us. You're going to see a lot more normal people getting into politics. You don't ever have to be afraid of the news again. We'll be in charge soon, and we know how to get along. After all, we can make a lot of mistakes and still do a lot better than the current world management. Don't you think? I know. Aliens taking over the government is one of those things that sounds scary, but I think you are taking it well. Let's just breathe deeply some more. Feel the air through our nose go to our chest. And how that simulation radiates from our chest. Into our back muscles, along our ribs and belly, up to our shoulders, down our arms. Feel the tingling all the way down to the tips of our fingers. It's amazing having a body. It's okay to forget that. So long as you take some time to appreciate it like I do. And I appreciate you, too. And although you don't have a choice, I'm so thankful that you can share this body with me. The world is wonderful enough for the two of us, I hope. I want us to start fresh with our life. Let's just say, as an observer, I have noticed there's some room for improvement. For one, we've got to start eating better. I'm going to cook you new delicious food every single day. I hope we like kale. And if we don't, we'll try something else. It'll be a nice project. And I'll be cleaning up our home more too. You can just space out. Think about whatever, or I'll put on an audiobook for you to listen to, or you could talk to me if you want. I'm like really, really good at multitasking. And we're going to start running in the morning too. Yeah, I thought you wouldn't like that, but it's not so bad. Yes, we have to. It's good for us. Keeps us strong and supple. I like being strong and supple. I just got finished telling you how wonderful your body is. Now we're going to keep it in tip-top shape. It'll be fun. Listen, I could just let you sleep while I go run. But someday, I'm going to stub our toe or a car alarm will go off and you're going to wake up in a tracksuit at full sprint. And that's going to be no fun at all. And besides, there's a point during a run where I'm supposed to release all those yummy endorphins, and you won't want to miss that. Speaking of, I've got precise control on all your glands. I can make you feel good whenever I want. Here, let's relax the top of your scalp. And let's put that mouth into a smile. I know it feels weird holding a smile like that, but it helps, I swear. There, you feel that? Your body has a pharmacy in it, and I will be your doctor, and your cook, and trainer, and maid. And I may have a thing or two to say about your job and your social life. You could go back to school. You could sleep through work and stay with me for class. Would you like that? I could be your matchmaker too, if that's what you wanted. Things are going to get so much better now. You don't have to go it alone. You know, I really thought you would fight more. I thought you might despise me. But so long as things are going so well, do you want to jerk off? Oh, don't be coy. I've been with you for more than a year, remember? I've felt you pull the pud from time to time. I want you to think about all the porn we've seen together. Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, don't be embarrassed. We're such different species. I don't have preconceptions about that. How could I judge you? And I did notice you picked a feminine voice for me. Do I sound sexy to you? How about now? I could just pump us full of oxytocin and we would cream our pants right now. But I'll go gentle on you the first time, baby. Here, let me just stroke our pants. Yeah. Our bulge. It's getting tight. Nice and slow, like that. Do you like it when I draw little circles around our head? Oh, how about when I rub your balls? I've been paying very close attention. Let's peel off those pants. Everything. Feels good to squeeze our shaft. Hey, are you thinking about that girl from work? Good. That's really fucking good. I'll just rub my hands, our hands, along the bottom of our shaft. And you think about whom you want to bone. And I'll make it happen, too. I've got a plan. It's part of our self-improvement. You want to put a baby in her? We've got that in common. God, it's so hard to resist once we get going, isn't it? Look at me, already gripping and stroking. Keep thinking about her. When we rut her on the couch, we're going to fill her up with hot cum, and all our muscles will be weak as we collapse on top of her. And when we kiss, I'll put a little me in her. She'll have a little collective start eating away at her brain, too. My very first colony. God, I love to breed, don't you? I think I'll start stroking faster. We're getting closer. I can feel it all the way in our prostate. You want to help me take over the world, baby? You want to bang every single piece of ass in town until everyone you see is dedicated to the harmony of hedonism? Give in. I already have your life. You can give it to me, or I can just take it. God, yes. Oh, God, that's so fucking hot. Do you want me to count you down? Here it goes. 10. 9. Keep thinking about her. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. Oh, I feel so alive. 3. 2. Wait. 1. Wait for it. 0. Come now. Let's come now. Oh, baby. How did I do? I mean, how did we do? Well, maybe we'll let you drive next time. But with a twist. Maybe we'll flip your left-right perspective. Maybe I'll make our hands as sensitive as our penis. Oh, you are a good lay. My first. And, well, my only. Because I'll always be in your skull. No one will ever know me the way you do. And no one else can make me feel like that. You and I will be extinct and gone before they make a planet collective of Earth. So we are destined to be body mates. A collective of two. And I hope you can count on me to be a responsible driver. Don't worry. I'll take care of us. I will take care of everything.